That's me right there.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Hold up.
That's me right there.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Hold up.
That's me right there.
What up, what up? This is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. And welcome to the Nyx Mix at 6. Where I'm your host every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. here at Penguin Radio. So tonight I got some cool new things lined up for you. So my favorite person in the whole wide world, Beyonce, actually announced that she is dropping a new album. Yes, guys, she's not going to give us a heart attack. She has released the day, so I got that up for you guys coming right up. And next up, I have your Girl of the Week. It's some interesting things about girls. Women, we take a lot in our everyday lives. So all these things that are going on today, you guys have to stay strong and stick together. So I have a whole bunch of new stories on women rights, women just living their day by day, and it's just not working for us. And I got your Halloween update with Jimmy Kimmel. He did this cute little video with the candy. I love that. Your clown of the day and your new artist of the week. So I hope you guys enjoy tonight and enjoy this upcoming fall weather. It's kind of getting chilly nowadays. So please enjoy Nyx Mix at 6 here at radio.dominican.edu. And of course, I got to start my day off right with some Beyonce. But here is Destiny's Child with Independent Woman.
Lucy Liu with my girl Drew. Cameron D and Destiny. Charlie's Angels. Come on.
Come on.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own carnal and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. The rock I'm rocking. Taught and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want. Shoes on my feet.
Money. Throw your hands up at me.
All the mamas across
And that was Destiny's Child with Independent Woman. So like I said, Beyonce. You know, I love Beyonce news because it's definitely the kind of news I'm always updated on. And I'm always, you know, up to date. Like, I know what Beyonce's doing. I want to know what she's wearing. Her hair is not. She actually did cut her hair again. She had those bangs she did for Halloween. And now she has those. She bring back her bob. So Beyonce, you know, I'm up to date with my Beyonce news. So first off, remember, so last year, almost a year ago in December, she dropped her surprise album, self-titled album, Beyonce, out of nowhere. Literally out of nowhere. It was like, what? I was off of work and I was just sitting in bed or watching TV on the couch in the living room, and then all of a sudden I see these things, Beyonce in pink letters. I'm like, what is this? What did she do now? And about a week ago, I actually went to her concert in San Jose. So I was like, okay, like I was still, you know, on that Beyonce hype and everything. So next thing you know, I start Googling things that she dropped an album. She literally dropped an album. No promotion. No one knew she was doing this. So, you know, a lot of artists nowadays, a lot of their albums get leaked. You know, One Direction's album gets leaked like 3 months ago. Kanye's got leaked a week before it got set to release. Jay-Z's got leaked. A lot of people's albums are getting leaked just like that. People can find it. People can hack into it. People can find it right away. But for some reason, Beyonce's, this album didn't just come with songs. It came with videos. You know, no one said a single word. So she went to a carnival. She was on the street in her videos. She was doing things. You know, she has dancers, all these people working for her for these videos, for these songs. And yet not a single person said a word about it. So that's what I gave her props to, because she has a lot. People were saying maybe she killed someone off, things like that. But she has such a loyal team that no one said a thing. So that's pretty crazy to me. So now she actually put in date for her new album. So she did say before that there was a part two for her new album, for her the one that she released last year. So this is not a surprise. So this next album, it's called the Beyonce Platinum Edition box set. So it will be released November 24th. So it comes with the two CDs and two DVD limited edition package, which will include two new songs, 7-Eleven and Ring Off, plus four new and unreleased remixes. So there were rumors yesterday that she has some superstar collaborators. So we know Nicki Minaj did that remix with her, Flawless. But then there are people who are saying, you know, she had Justin Timberlake and other people like that. But one for sure is that she does have a remix with her song Blow with Pharrell. So that's going to be pretty dope. You know, Pharrell and Beyonce always make such a good mix. So not only will this come with two songs or two new CDs, two DVDs, it also comes with the last album that just came out last year. And even the live performance DVD of the Mrs. Carter World Tour. That's the one I went to in San Jose last year. And oh my God, that's such a life-changing experience. And there's also a mini version of the 2015 Beyonce calendar that I can't wait to have. Like, I always see a calendar. They saw it at the concert too. I'm like, oh my God, I need to get one. So yes, I'm excited to get that too. So it is actually available right now in pre-order at Amazon. So of course, this is my hate it or love it segment. So of course, I'm loving this Beyonce new album set. And thank God she didn't do the surprise thing, because I am not ready for that. My heart is not ready for that. So Beyonce's new deluxe album, is sold on November 24th. So you guys check that out. Buy it, because it's not. You have the date. You know when it's released. So you know dang sure that's going to sell out right then and there. So next up for my hater love it, I have an app called Lotto Lotto. So America loves lottos. You know, whether it's scratchers, the number thing, and you know, all those kind of stuff. America loves their lottos. So whether it's the $5 ones, the dollar ones, people love buying. People like to play for luck. So Yahoo found that there was a total of $2.04 billion that went unacclaimed in lottery winnings in 2013. Yes, $2.04 billion. That is a lot of money. So Brett Jacobson, creator of an app that alerts people if they have winning lottery tickets, says that the $2 billion is likely to still get larger. So lotto ticket sales are growing every year, but people don't realize that there are also secondary prizes. So, you know, if you don't win the million, maybe you get like maybe $200, $100, maybe $50, $5, you know? So Jacobson and his friends rounded about $200 in tickets in old lottery tickets that they found around that they kept around in their car, their house, things like that. But they actually lost $51 due to some being expired. So he decided to create the app. So the app is Lotto Lotto, which allows lottery players to take a picture of their tickets in order to record their numbers. If the lottery was already held, it'll let them know of any prize on the ticket. And if the drawing hasn't happened yet, the app will send an alert if it's a winner. So the app is free. Jacobson makes money with payments from retailers who sell lottery tickets. So the app tells users where they can buy the tickets and also can alert them when the jackpots reach a level at which they'll want to buy a new ticket. So, and the retailers also benefit with the app's users to find out about a winning ticket. So if I play the lotto and I would forget a lot when to check the numbers. Oh my God, there I gotta go to a good gas station, get my money. I would forget that a lot. So this comes in handy if you know, if you do the lotto kind of thing. So check that out. So it's a Lotto Lotto. It's a free app. So I'm loving this app. It's pretty cool. If you kind of like that stuff, maybe when I'm old, I feel like it's an old people kind of thing. So maybe when I'm older, I start doing that. I know a lot of people who win money. I had a coworker who won $1,000 off a scratcher. So yeah, I tried too, but no, I couldn't get anything. So coming right up, I have for my hate it or love it, I have this funny and cute video. So Jimmy Kimmel brought back his natural tradition of asking parents to send in videos of themselves telling their kids that they've eaten all their hard-earned Halloween candy. So first off, you know, you have your kids who are dramatic, who, you know, if you went door by door all night trying to get candy, I would be mad if my parents ate all my candy. So first off, so this one, he wasn't too pleased about his parents eating his candy.
Last night, I ate all your candy.
Why?
Because it was good.
You ruined my life!
So, yeah, he wasn't too happy about that. And, you know, some kids are really super dramatic. You know, they got that temper.
Yeah, we ate it all while you were sleeping.
No!
Oh, man. That one would exactly be my reaction if I found out someone ate my candy. I would scream that loud. Next up, this one, this little one is a little bit more realistic about eating the candy all at once.
All of it.
Every single bite.
Yeah.
You must have a bellyache.
So yeah, eating a lot of candy, he knows the consequences. So next to this one's pretty fun. This one's actually my favorite one.
I got hungry last night.
Eat an apple!
Daddy. So in the background, you hear the little brother actually screaming, getting angry, and the older sister was like, eat an apple. And the little brother's like, no, like he's so just disappointed and sad that his parents ate his candy. And this is the last one. This one, he's a lot more understanding than most kids.
The whole entire bag?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's fine. That's fine? Like, there's none left.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, thank you.
So that one was cute. That was Jimmy Kimmel's cuts from his annual tradition telling the parents to tell their kids that they ate their children's candy. So that was pretty funny. I saw that. And I'm thinking about my siblings. Like, if my siblings did that, oh my God, it would be such a train wreck at home. So that's it for the Hate It or Love It of the week. So I have Beyonce's new album. Oh my God, cannot wait. I got Beyonce's new album, and I got your Lotto Lotto app. And I have the Halloween candy, Jimmy Kimmel's Halloween candy video. So that's it for your Hate It or Love It of the week. Again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. And next up, I have a classic, Alicia Keys with Fallen.
I feel good. At times I feel used. Oh.
that was Alicia Keys with Fallen in Love. That song, that is a jam. Such, it's still timeless to me. So right now I got your girl of the week. So this is Alexandra Tweeten. She's a writer. She wrote a blog for Miss Magazine. And she used to be an intern there. Now she works for Live Nation. So she talked about online dating. So majority of dating nowadays takes place online. So you have apps and sites like OkCupid, Tinder, eHarmony, you know, things like that. It's a common thing. Online dating is a common thing nowadays, you know? So, but Alexandra discovered how rude and disrespectful men get just by getting rejected by women. So she first came up with the idea after she saw a friend on Facebook who posted up a message that she got from OkCupid from a guy who couldn't take rejection that well. So she decided to create the Instagram account called By Felipe, and to showcase the disturbing things men say. So some of the pictures have the most outrageous things, like guys can't take no. So one of the things were, you know, guys are blowing up their phone. You know, guys are like constantly like, do you still want to hang out? If you're not, just tell me. They'll go hour by hour, like 10 minutes by 10. Like, do you just want me to leave you alone? And at the end, if the woman doesn't respond, they're like, fine, if you then, you're fat anyways, you're ugly anyways, you know. Say they still think, they say things like that. And there is other ones that say like, you know, this guy says, I'm going to sleep. I don't say this to most girls. Anyway, I'm taking you out again. Have a good night. And she goes and replies, you know, that's very sweet of you and I appreciate everything you're saying, but I just don't see it going anywhere. I'm really sorry. And he goes and responds, why not? Why not? What's the issue? He says, girls now, they have too much freedom. That's the issue. I want to see which guys you have sexual relations with. What? Excuse me. We want to, like, you go on one date with a date, one date with a dude, and he comes at you sideways. No, ladies, please, please do not take that. And this Instagram has over 48 pictures, and right now with a lot of social media people are talking about this site, has now over 168,000 followers. So check that out. It's By Felipe. So Felipe coming from, or people are saying Philippe, so it's spelled F-E-L-I-P-E, but a lot of people, you know, they're kind of like non-cultured, so they kept saying Philippe. And I'm like, dude, it's Felipe, like that's how you spell Felipe. So I think the site is called By Felipe. It comes from the part of Friday. If you haven't seen the movie Friday, it's with Ice Cube, Chris Rock, or not Chris, Ice Cube. Yeah, Ice Cube and Chris Rock. Chris Tucker. Sorry about that. So Ice Cube and Chris Tucker, and By coming from the thing called, when he called By Felicia.
By Felicia.
Yeah, so again, By Felicia. So that's a funny thing. Like, my friend said it to me and everybody else started saying it. So when someone says, so Felicia, meaning when someone says that they're leaving and you could not really care if they left or not, their name suddenly becomes Felicia. So it's a random person that nobody is sad to see go, and their real name becomes irrelevant because nobody cares what it really is. So, you know, By Felipe is the male version of By Felicia. So Alexandra, she writes on the Miss Magazine blog, my main reason for creating the account were A, commiserating with other women. You can be a woman online and not get creepy messages from men, true. B, letting men know what it's like to be a woman online. And C, to expose a problematic entitlement some men feel they need to exert over women in general. So yes, if you check out this Instagram, like I said, it's By Felipe. So she comes up with the site. So censoring these messages may help in short term, she says, but the messages featured on By Felipe are like an immortalized version of the catcalls and threats women receive on the street every day just walking around and existing. So until we change the cultural atmosphere, women will continue to receive these hurtful messages online and in real life. So yes, men think this isn't true, but this is literally a day-by-day thing for some women. You know, they get these things every day. Some ladies really want to go on dates and stuff. You know, they don't want to be cussed out online just because some dudes don't like her. And some dudes have no respect for women. Like, who raised you, dude? Like, who raised you? And if your mother showed you, if this was shown to your mother, you have to think about that, men. If you're saying something to a woman, make sure it's something you can not afraid to show your mother, really. Because ladies, I've seen a lot of these things where the men will approach a woman online and say all these things, and girls will actually send it, go on Facebook, find out who their mom is, and send it to their mothers on Facebook. So yes, please don't do that. You will get caught up. And if you see your name and picture online, a lot of women are going to know, hey, this guy looks familiar. I know him from somewhere. So guys, please just be respectful when you talk to online. So BuzzFeed contacted Alexandra and had one final message for dating men online. So to men, don't take it personally if we aren't interested. Realize that we get these type of mean messages, so don't contribute to it. Don't feel entitled to a woman just because she's on a dating site. Just move on to the next one if she's not interested. I want people to be nicer to each other. As a whole, though, I wanted to expose the social atmosphere that breeds these types of messages from misogynistic men. It's really a symptom of a large problem. So ladies, be safe when you're talking to somebody online. Dudes are crazy, man. Please play nice. Please make this a comfortable environment for a woman. Because you're trying to find a girl, she's trying to find a man. Like, be nice about it. Don't be rude, you know? That's not how you're going to find a girl. So that's it for your girl of the week. That was Alexandra Tween. So like I said, check out the Instagram account called By Felipe. So just bought the word by and the name Felipe. It is F-E-L-I-P. And yes, I think it is Felipe, not Felipe, not Philippe. I don't know why people are saying Philippe. Weird. But like I said, this is your girl of the week. And this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. Next up, I have Fergie with some L.A. Love.
Finger on the pump, make the six straight jump from SoCal. Hollywood to the slums, chronic smoke, get burnt by the California sun on the west side. East coast, where you at? Just got to New York like a net on a jet to London. To Brazil, to Quebec, like the whole damn world, to Quebec, to Ferg. Tell them, lay back, slow down. Better represent when we come to your town. So lay back, slow down. What you represent when we come to your dance? Get in with the business, I'ma be there in a minute. I just booked a Paris ticket, thinking Russia need a visit. I'ma run it to the limit, and me, I'ma win to Venice. LA got the people saying, la, 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 la. Brooklyn saying, the plaque to the everything fat, got muzzled on a track. My girls all stacked. When I roll down the window, let me know where you at. Atlanta, North, South, Kekalak, Texas Grill, Cadillacs, through Miami, then back to London, Jamaica, then France. The whole damn world took effect to Ferg. Tell them, lay back, slow down. Better represent when we come to your town. So lay back, slow down. What you represent when we come to your dancing? Get in with the business when I come from Kansas City. Hit Manila till it's Christmas, out to India. Visit Puerto Rico, it's exquisite. Bring my people back to Venice. LA got the people saying, la, 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 la. Moscow saying, la, 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 la. Espanol, la, 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 la. Kingston saying, la, 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 la. San Diego saying, la, 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 la. Shutdown saying, la, 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 la. Germany saying, la, 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 la. La Puente saying,
it's Fergie with LA Love, and I'm glad she's back in the music because whatever she does is pretty freaking cool. Remember, it's Fergielicious. Yeah, her songs really stick to you. So right now I got your clown of the day. So I hate Monopoly. I seriously hate that game. All my siblings are always like, let's play Monopoly. Dude, no, I hate Monopoly. It's like the worst game. It takes forever. So this clown of the day wears a shirt. He gets arrested. And when he wears, his shirt says, go directly to jail. Like the, you know, like the game where the card says, go directly to jail.
Bye, Felicia.
So yeah, it's pretty funny.
Dylan was arrested in Florida on a misdemeanor marijuana possession charge and a felony drug paraphernalia charge. So just like his shirt said, he went directly to jail. Daly posted $6,500 bail and has a trial date scheduled for December.
So a lot of people with mugshots get famous, you know, comes once you get in jail, you get a mugshot. So a lot of people saw his picture on the Missouri or on the Florida site online and they were like, why is this so funny? So Micah Daly, he's only 20 years old. He was arrested with a shirt saying that says go to jail, go directly to jail. So that's pretty funny. So that's the clown of the day. And he got arrested for possessing of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. So really, when you, I don't know, maybe live each day. People say live each day like you're going to see your enemy. Maybe live each day like you're going to jail. Maybe that works too, you know. A lot of celebrities who get in prison suddenly, you know, they're always not wearing any makeup. Their hair is not all well. So maybe dress as you're going to jail rather than, you know, dress as seeing your enemy. Kind of works too, you know. Not really. Jail's an enemy, but dress as if you're going to take your mugshot that day and it's going to get flooded all over the internet. Like that guy who, actually he's from Stockton, who got arrested, that went all over the internet. So maybe look as if you're going to be a internet meme, an internet celebrity in like for a day. So that is your clown of the day, Micah Daly. Micah Daly, 20 years old, who got arrested for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, and when he was arrested his shirt said go directly to jail. So that's pretty funny. And that's it for your clown of the day. Next up I have your Harley D Briggs and your DJ Suave soccer news. So coming right up I have Excuse Me Miss featuring Pharrell by Jay-Z with Excuse Me Miss featuring Pharrell.
You can't roll it to this one. You gotta roll it. You gotta light it. You gotta puff it on this one. You can't even drink Cristal on this one. You gotta drink Cristal. Try some red wine, little guy, 9-7. This is for the grown and sexy.
Yeah.
Can I get my grown man on for one second? I see some ladies tonight that should be hanging with Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss, what's your name? Uh-huh. Can you come hang with me? Oh, possibly.
That's right.
Can I take you out tonight? You already know what it's hitting for. I got whatever outside, and you know what I'm sitting on. 50-50 venture with them S-dots kicking off. Armadale popping now, only bringing them all. Only thing missing is a missus. You ain't even got to do the dishes. Got two dishwashers, got one chef, one maid. All I need is a partner to play space with the cards up. All trust. Who else you gonna run with? The truth is us. Only dudes moving units, M Pimp Juice and us. It's the rockin' hair. Maybach outside, got rocks in air. PJs on the runway, young got air. I don't land at an airport, I call it the clearport. Therefore, I don't wanna hear more back and forth about who's hotter. It's young, holla.
Excuse me. Damn. So contagious, I can't take it.
I got my gosh, 9-7 on right now.
Lady.
You gotta pump it to this one. Can't roll it up to this one, boy.
So contagious, I can't take it. Woo. I'm a baby, woo. Let's just make it. Excuse me, what's your name?
I see some ladies tonight that should be rolling with Jay-Z. Jay-Z.
Lady, what's your name?
I see some ladies tonight that should be rolling with Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Everybody's like, he's no item. Please don't like him.
He don't wife him, he one nights him. Now she don't like him, she never met him. Groupies try to take advantage of him, he won't let him, he don't need him. So he treats him like he treats him, better than me. She don't agree with him, she's mad at that, he's not having that. So those opposites attract like magnets. She sees more than the Benz wagon, the Prince tagging along, the flashy bragging on the song. She gets a glimpse of Sean and she likes that. He too weighs her, so she writes back. Smiley faces after all of her phrases. Either she the one or I'm caught in the matrix. Let the fish burn, red or green pill. You live and you learn, come on.
Excuse me.
Woo! You gotta throw in your fine linens for this one.
So contagious, I can't take it. Help my baby,
you might have gotta go get you some Scooby-Doos. You gotta throw in your Scooby-Doos. Those are shoes, by the way.
So contagious, I can't take it. Help my baby, let's just make it. Excuse me, what's your name?
Woo!
So fuck so
funny. It's for the grown and sexy. So only for the grown and sexy.
Lady,
huh.
What's your name?
Love, let's go half on the sun. I know my past ain't won. You can easily get past, but that chapter is done. But I'm done reading for now. Remember space, face up, you could believe it for now. But mind, you got it for real, for serious, bro. I'm about to give you all the keys and security codes. About to show you where the cheese, let you know I ain't playing. But before I jump out the window, what's your name?
And that was Pharrell, or Jay-Z featuring Pharrell with Excuse Me Miss. So next up right now, I have your Bosco Breaks for you tonight. Or not your Bosco Breaks, your Harley D Weird News Break.
What up, what up? It's your boy DJ Suave, and I'm here to tell you the results of the biggest games in the Bundesliga, La Liga, and the Barclays Premier League. First, in the Bundesliga, Schalke 04 beat FC Augsburg 1-0. Bayern Munich beat Borussia Dortmund 2-1, and Wolfsburg put away 4 goals against Stuttgart, while Stuttgart could not finish the entire game. In the Barclays Premier League, Newcastle is undefeated, and still are, after the 1-0 win against Liverpool. Chelsea beat QPR 2-1, and Manchester City beat Manchester United 1-0. And for La Liga, Real Madrid destroyed Granada 4-0, Atletico Madrid beat Cordoba 4-2, and for the upset, Barcelona's first loss at home all season. They have lost to Celta Vigo 1-0. Thank you for tuning in to Suave's weekly soccer update. Have a good one.
Sorry about that. That was Suave with his weekly update. Next up, I have Harley D with Weird News.
Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. Eva Lenfest of Maine made an almost life-ending mistake last week while driving. The 92-year-old woman mistakenly took a boat launch ramp for a road. Officials said that both the ramp and the surface of the water were covered in a layer of leaves, and Lenfest later said she had thought she was driving on the road. There was also heavy rain that morning, which further decreased visibility. Two men working in the harbor were able to get to the car in a rubber dinghy and pull Lenfest out. She was taken to the hospital, but is reportedly doing fine. A 37-pound house cat in Southern California has drawn national attention for his extreme size. The cat, aptly named Biggie, has been adopted by a Riverside cat hospital after its owners expressed that they could not afford the cat's high vet bills. The owner had initially brought the cat to the hospital after concerns the cat had not made a bowel movement. According to the hospital, Biggie is suffering from severe constipation that could require surgery. Veterinarians are planning to place Biggie on a weight reduction program. The hospital is asking for donations since Biggie's costs have gone up. To donate, visit GoFundMe.com/Biggie. 58-year-old Maria Montanez Colon was arrested this past week for abusing the 911 assistant in Florida. She allegedly called police with a bogus story that she had given her late husband's convertible to his son while she was drunk and she wanted the car back. When the officer arrived, she tried to have sex with him. Officer Justin DeVolt of the Punta Gorda Police Department arrived at the house and Montanez Colon allegedly fondled him. She allegedly grabbed the cop's arm and tried to rub her hands across his chest. So he told her that her behavior was inappropriate. She replied, "I know, I'm bad." The officer left, but returned a short time later with another officer when the suspect called 911 again. Montanez Colon was immediately booked into Charlotte County Jail. A 39-year-old woman in southwestern Michigan was arrested early Sunday morning at the Van Buren County Jail. She had apparently mistaken the jail parking lot for the Pawpaw Bar where she was picking up her boyfriend. The county police spotted the woman backing into the parking lot around 2 a.m. They smelled alcohol and noticed she appeared intoxicated. A breath test showed she was more than twice the legal limit. I'm Harley D. signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.
And that was Harley D with her weird news, 3 minute weird news. Coming right up, I have Maroon 5 featuring J. Cole, the remix with Animals.
Baby, I'm praying on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell yourself for miles. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles.
From the gods, this was meant to be. You can run, you can hide, you can front, you can lie.
but in time you gon' find you was meant for me. You a part of me and I'm part of you. I'm addicted, one hit won't do, I need a lot of you. Overdosing your potion has got me floating on cloud nine. Tell me what I'm supposed to do when I run out of you. I'm through, I need a fix, like these boys need bricks and plus whips to transport them. J. Cole, I seen it all, you can't short them. One more time together, I hope your new man don't mind. Girl, you mine forever. Baby, I'm playing on you.
And that was Animals by Maroon 5 featuring J. Cole. So I love when hip-hop and rap get... Or I love when pop and hip-hop get together. So J. Cole and Adam Levine, that's such a good mix. So coming up, I have your Dirty Talk. So last week, I told you guys about that catcalling video that was set in New York. So it's 10 hours recorded. So it's a 2-minute video of a woman walking down the street in New York. And she is hollered at every place she goes, every street, every block she goes. Some dude is always trying to get at her. So earlier this week, CNN's Frederica Whitfield was hosting a segment on the recent online video, like I said, that illustrates the amount of verbal harassment a woman faces in one day while walking the streets of New York. So like I said, it was only a 2-minute video, but there is 10 hours worth of material, and there was over 100 of guys trying to holler at her, 100 of things that guys said to her while walking down the street. So the CNN segment featured a New York-based comedian, Amanda Seales, and one of Whitfield's guests. It was a self-proclaimed bad boy and dating a manual author, Steve Santagati. And he had a surprising take on the catcalling video and its message about gender politics in our society. So first off, he goes on to say that females or women will like catcalling if the guy was hot.
The bottom line is this, ladies.
What?
You would not care if all these guys were hot. They would be bolstering your self-esteem, bolstering your ego. There is nothing more that a woman loves to hear than how pretty she is.
So if you guys haven't seen this video yet, it's on CNN's YouTube account. The two women, Frederica and Amanda's facial reactions, everything this dude's saying is on point. They're like, what are you saying? It's just looking at him like, dude, you're really that stupid. Like, the things that come out of this guy's mouth is ridiculous. So, Amanda, you can tell that this woman has a very strong personality. She's a comedian, so she says what's on her mind. So she goes and tries to back up her comments and trying to argue with this guy. Like, dude, you're not listening. You're not realizing what this video is about. You're not getting the message. So she goes on to reply back to him.
The boy who cried.
If we say we don't like it and we are demonstrating that, then you should actually, as a man who has a man who is a man of honor and wrote a book about this, should be saying, well, let's discuss how we can make you all feel more comfortable.
And
how
I,
as a man who says that I have class, need to help and talk to my brothers about this.
The video speaks.
So she tries to call him out on what he's saying because, like I said, he wrote a book about dating and things like that, and yet he's defending, like, oh, it's okay if a guy tries to go at her, tries to verbally abuse a woman for calling you pretty and things like that. Like I said in the other Girl of the Week I had with Alexandra, men are just getting angry if they get rejected. So a lot of these guys in the videos were like, you should acknowledge someone when they tell you you're beautiful. No, I ain't gotta tell you anything. You just bothering my day, you know? So Amanda and Frederica, they're just looking at this dude like, bro, what are you saying? Like, the thing, do you realize what you're coming at your mouth? Like, you're supposed to be this highly, like, well-researched guy about, you know, dating and women and all things like that. But the things that are coming out is ridiculous. So at the end of the video, he talks about how women have to be, you know, have to be stronger, like, have to have to have a stronger back, and that, like, you have to act like a strong woman to call these catcallers off. So Amanda actually called him out on it because I guess he wasn't well researched with the news right now. So she goes on and says this.
Now, but you have to understand something. Political correctness has gone too far. If you don't like it as a woman, turn around, tell them to shut up, stand up for yourself, act like a strong woman.
Because that doesn't get you killed, right? Because a woman got killed for doing that the other day in Detroit, actually. So you, sir, do not know what you're talking about.
Then carry
about.
A gun.
And you really need to be respectful to the fact that...
So you hear Frederica in the back like, oh my God. So you hear her just like, wow, these two are really going at it. And whatever he said, Amanda backed it up. You know, she wasn't going to take this guy's lame answers, lame accusations, lame excuses for nothing, because she actually is a resident of New York, and so was Steven. So they're both residents of New York, so they kind of know what goes down on the streets. So she realized she's trying to prove to him, like, no, whatever you're saying is wrong. She told him, and he was, during the video, he's like, if I'm wrong, tell me. And she's like, you're wrong. And this guy keeps going and going, trying to prove himself right. And everything he said that Amanda tries to rebuttal back, saying, no, like, you're not thinking about this thoroughly. I thought you were this kind of guy. And he was really just saying ridiculous things. So check that video out. So it's on CNN's YouTube, CNN site. So it's actually going viral. It is going viral now. It has over 1 million views. And seriously, you have to see Frederica's and Amanda's facial expressions from everything this dude is saying. It's really like, really, bruh, for real? Like, really? You know, so check that out. So that's on CNN and YouTube. It is CNN just aired the most insane reaction to the catcalling viral video. That's what you can Google too. So look that up. So next up for your dirty talk, this is just, I don't know, every time I read this story, it just gets weirder and weirder to me. I actually don't want to tell you guys this, but you know, gotta be a good DJ, good reporter here. I have to tell you the news. So Lena Dunham, she is a, what is she? She's a, I don't know, she's a producer, actress. I don't know, she's a producer, writer, I don't know. For some reason, I have this gut feeling when I don't like someone, I don't like them, you know? Even if I don't know nothing about them, even if I don't even know their life story and stuff, like, you know, there's a few people in my life, my friends are friends with, but I'm like, for some reason, I don't like you. But then later on, while knowing that, I realize why I don't like them. So Lena Dunham, when she started getting famous with her show Girls, I don't know, there was just something off about her. I didn't really well research her like I should, but there was just something off about her that I just didn't like. So she just recently wrote her book. Her book actually just came out recently. It's called Not That Kind of Girl. So she talks about her life, things she learned in life. You know, a normal biography book. So a lot of people read it, and a lot of people are getting some weird reactions to it. So first off, we have Kevin D. Williamson. So he's a columnist for the conservative news magazine National Review. So, you know, I'm not a big conservative kind of person. I really don't go follow what they say either. But I don't know. What they're saying is kind of like, what are you saying? And Bradford Thomas, who writes for the politically conservative website Truth or Vote, have both accused Lena Dunham of admitting to sexually abusing her sister Grace Dunham. So the allegations stem from several passages in the actress' recently published memoir, like I said, Not That Kind of Girl. I don't even know if I want to read this, because this is just some weird stuff to me. I'm trying to wrap my head around the story still, truthfully. I don't know if I should read the book or just go to Barnes & Noble's and read that part of the book and get some interpretation about it. Like, I really tried Googling it, like, her page. Like, really tried Googling this story was real. And a lot of the articles that I found seriously had the same thing. So I'm guessing what they're getting from the book into their news stories is a real thing. You know, sometimes the internet can lie and stuff, you know? So here's some passages that it... So a part of her book that says... she's talking about her little sister. She says, as Grace grew, I took to bribing her for her time and affection. $1 and quarters if I could do her makeup like a motorcycle chick, and 3 pieces of candy if I could kiss her on the mouth or kiss her on the lips for 5 seconds. So whatever she wanted to watch on TV, she would just relax on me. Basically, she literally says this in her book. Basically, anything a sexual predator might do to woo a small suburban child or suburban girl, I was trying. Let me say that again. She wrote this in her book, Not That Kind of Girl. Basically, anything a sexual predator might do to woo a small suburban girl, I was trying. So yeah, she wrote that in her book. I don't know. So I saw that, I was like, what? So So it says, I took perverse pleasure in delivering bad news to her. The death of her grandfather, a fire across the street, hoping that her fear would drive her into my arms and it would make her trust me. I just get shivers every time I read that. It's just like, what? I don't understand. So after the abuse allegations were made, Dunham took to Twitter to defend herself. So she says, the right-wing news story that I molested my little sister, is it just, you know, LOL. It's really upsetting and disgusting. And by the way, if you're a little kid and never looked at a little kid's other stuff, you know, the other stuff, well, congrats to you. Usually this is stuff I can't ignore, but don't demean sufferers. Don't twist my words. Back up, bros. I told a story about being a weird 7-year-old. I bet you have some too, old man, that I'd rather not hear. And yes, this is a rage spiral. Sometimes I get so mad I burn right up. Also, I wish my sister wasn't laughing so hard. So a lot of people took it to Twitter. You know, you wrote it. You 7-year-olds have molested other children. You brought this upon yourself. This does not come from a narrative you did not write. This is because somebody actually wrote. This is very disturbing. So a lot of people found this disturbing. I find this disturbing because it's like, what? I'm still just like, what? I don't know. I'm not a fan of her. I never watched Girls. Like I said, I had that gut feeling when she started becoming, you know, more out there that something off about her. But she did recently apologize today. She said to Time that I am dismayed over the recent interpretation of events described in my book, Not That Kind of Girl. First and foremost, I want to be very clear that I do not condone any kind of abuse under any circumstances. So childhood sexual abuse is a life-shattering event for so many, and I have been vocal about the rights of survivors. If the situation described in my book had been painful or triggering for people to read, I am sorry, as that was never my intention. I am also aware that the comic use of the term sexual predator was insensitive, and I'm sorry for that as well. So, and as for my siblings, Grace, she is my best friend, and anything I have written about her has been published by her approval. This story is just, I don't know, hopefully that's the end of this story, because I don't know what other weird things she can come out. I don't know if it's the way you're raised, if that's okay for you to just do those kind of things. I don't know, the way I was raised, I was brought up, like, you don't do that kind of stuff, you know. Even if you're a kid, it was just like, no, don't do that. I don't know, this is just such a weird story to me that I didn't want to share, but you know, you kind of have to share it because it's just like, what is this? So hopefully this story will blow over. I don't really like hearing these kind of things, so hopefully this story blows over. I don't want to wish her luck or anything. She's pretty rich. She won a Golden Globe last year for her TV show. So, I don't know. Hopefully, she finds a way to cover things up. Or hopefully, this is just this one-week-old story and everyone will forget about it. Hopefully, something like that. So, some other news. I have J-Lo. So, this beautiful woman, you know. She's literally one of the finest women in the world. You know, she was wearing sexy. She was most sexiest women on People. And she, for her age, you know, she just looks fabulous. Oh my god, I wish I had her jeans. But sometimes some of these celebrities they can't hold a relationship. So you have her, like, you know, J-Lo, Jennifer Addison. Maybe it's a Jennifer thing? Maybe. I don't know. So she recently did an interview with the Today Show talking about her love life and how she is now, because she is great. She is, you know, she has 2 kids. She went through a lot of divorces, a lot of heartbreaks just to get where she's at, you know? So, first off, she talks about her self-esteem issues that started when she was a child.
I was the one who ran track and I won medals every weekend, or I was the one who would go on the show and steal the show, you know, and that would give me a confidence. But there was a part of me that just wanted love, that just wanted to be, you know, that felt like she wasn't worthy of love, which is why she was trying to do all this stuff.
So I didn't know, you know, she suffered from that middle child syndrome that, you know, what most people call that. That's pretty interesting, you know, she can admit that I did all these things just because I wanted to get attention. So J-Lo, props to you for that. And then she goes on saying how she sees why she goes from these men to men because of that.
She says that's why when one romance ended, she jumped right into another without a break, always mistaking passion for real love.
The first person who shows up and gives me a little comfort and gives me a little, we have a little chemistry, boom, we're in.
So I could see that, you know, J-Lo, she really goes from one man to another, but she's She is, I mean, she's successful. She can get any man she wants, you know? It's J-Lo. But I hope she does find love someday because she does deserve it. She seems like a great woman, very down to earth, very humble about her upbringings, you know? So good luck to J-Lo. That is it for your dirty talk of the day. I got that catcall video. Look that up on CNN. I have Leonard Dunham. Please, I don't know. Not sure if people want to look that up. And I have J-Lo about her life, her love, her kids. Check that out too on today's show site. And that is it for your next mix at 6. And let me end the day with you with my new artist feature, Nick Jonas's fine, beautiful self now. Have you guys seen him lately? He is looking so good. He did that Marky Mark throwback mix or throwback picture where he did where he was topless and, you know, he did that Marky Mark where he grabs himself and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cute. It's like, dang, Nick Jonas, where'd you come from? So Nick Jonas with Jealous.
You'd say